Okay, so Shir is on Amalek Part 2, and we begin with Mitzvah Tav Resh Dalid, the Mitzvah L'Hasar Zar Shal Amalek. So, but what we're going to do, at least for to keep ourselves focused here, I'm just going to go to the last line, straight to the last line here. He says, V'over al ze ubala yado echad mizera Amalek, v'yesh sipek v'yado l'horgo v'lo horgo bitel asezeh. So, we just started. So, Mitzvah Tav Resh Dalid, he says at the very end that if somebody has an opportunity to kill somebody from Amalek and doesn't do it, they're mevatel the mitzvah aseh.
That's right. So he says, but overall, how do you break this mitzvah, how to be over the asay, which is kind of a little bit,
Right, well, that's what, it's right. A mitzvah's asay, so if you don't do it, you had an opportunity to do it, and you didn't do it, you're b'vatal the mitzvah asay. But the significance of this, and the Minchas Chinuch is going to, at the very, I mean, we're going to spend a little bit of time in Tav Resh Dalid, but the Minchas Chinuch here in the end, in Oth Hei, says, V'ha'ina einanu mitzavim bazeh. Nowadays, we are not commanded in this. Ki kvar ala sancheir u'bilbel ha'olam. So, because sancheir came and he mixed up the whole world. V'chol deparish meruba parish. And any single person you would point to, we would consider them to be part of the rove, and the rove is not Amalek, so you wouldn't have to kill. So, you wouldn't have to kill the person. So, the minchas chinuch is being cholik on the chinuch. The chinuch is telling us that this is a mitzvah that's no geya. And the Minchas Chinuch is saying, no, nowadays we don't know who Amalek is, therefore this mitzvah doesn't apply to nowadays. And that's really the starting point that we're going with here, that the Minchas Chinuch says Amalek is not around today, right? The Sefer Chinuch says it is, Amalek says... He says, we don't know it yet.
Right.
We don't know.
He had somebody who was for sure an Amalekite.
Well, that's kind of...
All pretenders, though.
Right.
And that's really where we're going to be getting to in this year here. Right. That's where we're going. Right. Mm-hmm. You're right. When I just read this, I thought, okay, that means that they're not really around. You're right. He's saying that we don't know, so the mitzvah doesn't exist now. The mitzvah doesn't exist nowadays. That would be a fair way to say the Minchas Chinuch. So what we're going to do now is jump to the sheet, to the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Hei. So, source 1. Rambam says, Halacha Dalet, Mitzvos Asei Lahachrim Shiva Amimim. So this is the Halacha by the Shiva Amimim, Shenemar, Hacharim Tacharimim, right? You should destroy them. V'chol Sheba L'yado Echad Mehem V'lo Hargo Over V'lo Tasei. And if somebody has an opportunity to kill somebody who's from the Shiva Amimim and doesn't, He's over below Tase Shenemar Lo Techaya Kol Neshama. The pasuk says, "Don't let them live." It's a Lo Tase. So if you don't do it, you're over the Lo Tase. Uchvar Avad Zichram or Ibed Zichram. Right? He says the Rambam tells us clearly that there's no more of these Shiva Amimin because, and I should have put this in the Radvaz quotes that Sancheir came and jumbled up the whole world.
This is a lav de kumvase.
It's a lav. Right, it's a law that you can't let them live, so you should kill them.
It's unusual. It's
interesting, yeah.
Right, most law of them are, shit.
Right, don't do it. Here is, don't let them live, right.
So just a little background. So, Yeshua came in, they had this fight with the seven men, and they destroyed them. Obviously, for the older people, because we had the concept of Epikanani that was around for about many, many, many years. Why wasn't there a mitzvah to kill up? Well, how were you allowed to even take it out of the Kanani? Why wasn't it just to kill them?
So, the Rambam in the next paragraph, we're going to come to this a lot later on, talks about, and I don't know if this answers your question, but he talks about if they're being mekallel on themselves, the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach, you would not have to kill them. Oh. So presumably that would be why you could take an Eved Kanani. So but we'll come to that in a little bit. Okay, so now we need to look at Halacha Hey, which is the Halacha where the Rambam talks about Amalek. So the chain mitzvahs asei la'abi zecher Amalek, and it's a mitzvah to destroy them. Shneamar timcha et zecher Amalek, u mitzvahs asei lizkor tami masav aram. So we saw this halacha last week. It's a constant mitzvah to remember what they did. Va'arivaso that they ambushed us. Kidei la'orei arivaso. Shneamar zachor itasher salacha Amalek. that you should remember what they did. Right, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch, we saw that last time, 2 weeks ago, sorry, questioned this, but the Rambam says, Zachor b'peh, lo tishkoch v'leiv, she'asur lishkoch evaso v'sinaso. So now, if we look at these two Rambams, compare Halacha Dalet and Hay, Halacha Dalet has two things that Halacha Hay does not have. Right, so the first one, and this is Ukvar Avad Zichram. In Halacha Dalet, the Rambam tells us that there's no more Knanim, Kvar Avad Zichram, the Radvaz, Sancheir came and mixed up the whole world. In Halacha Hay, the Rambam does not say Kvar Ibed Zichram, which leads one to think that Amalek is still around, or at least according to the Rambam. Right? And the second thing that the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, he doesn't say in Halacha Hay, is that if you have an opportunity and don't do it, well, in Halacha Dalet, it was you're over the lo taseh. In Halacha Hay, you should have said you're over an aseh if you have an opportunity to kill Amalek and you don't do it. And the Rambam did not say that in Halacha Hay. Right? So those are the two things. So now, at least to explain the...
Right. So he says the mitzvah is lo.
He doesn't say kvar avad zichram that we don't know that we don't know who they are anymore,
and
so this mitzvah doesn't apply.
And the second thing is that it also doesn't say, and if you see one, then you should kill them because it says zohar, because it says simcha.
Sorry, what was
the second
point?
One you made was
that it doesn't say that if somebody comes to you and you don't do it, you're over your mivatel mitzvah sase. Right, right. So those are the two things that Rambam does not say by Amalek. So now, what I'd like to do is to jump to a piece from Harari Kedem. That's the first of the other handouts. You have it behind there. So in Harari Kedem, so we'll start with this paragraph of Omnam. So he says... Oh, there's two sheets here. Maybe I put them in the wrong order. Yeah, the one that's only one-sided, Harari Kedem.
I was saying, who's Harari Kedem?
So Harari Kedem is Rav Shorkin, who wrote it from... Somebody told me it's his son-in-law who wrote it the sefer based on notes from the Rav Shir, from Rav Salvechik. So it's Rav Salvechik Shiurim.
Mm-hmm.
It's on, and it's specifically on the Moadim.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, "Va'omnam be'emes hare haTorah mi'ida she'amalek adayin kayim ba'olam." He says even more so, the Torah itself testifies that Amalek is still in existence. Say or ema amra Torah milchama l'shem ba'amalek midor dor, right? Midor dor sounds every single generation there's going to be a fight against Amalek, right? So the Torah itself is telling us that they're still around. The EF shel Amalek limachos min ha'olam abiyas ha'mashiach l'chmo shem ruchazal in ha'kisei shalom ve'in ha'shem shalem ad shim chazar shal Amalek v'af she'umos nisbal b'lu v'chanal v'tzarach b'yur. Even though all the other nations got mixed up, we still have this din to destroy Amalek, and we need to understand it further. Ach shamati pam pi Abba Mari, Hagon of Moshe Zatzal, the Rav's father of Moshe Soloveitchik, Shekol Uma Haminachelet Lechalos et Knesset Yisrael Huvchach al pi Halacha l'Amalek. So he says that anybody who wants to destroy the Jewish people has a halachic status of Amalek, right? And this is what I would call an ideological Amalek, right? Mm-hmm. They the anti-Semitism is so strong that they want to kill the Jewish people. And he says, and if you look, and there's two times the Torah tells us about Amalek. Ha'achas limcho says zichro shal Amalek kidichtiv in Parshas Ki Teitzei, macho timcha et zichar Amalek. In Parshas Ki Teitzei it says you should destroy the remembrance of Amalek. V'hi mitzvah hamutelet al kol echad ve'echad limchos kol echad mizor'o shal Amalek. So I think what he's saying here is that there's a mitzvah on each individual to destroy the genetic Amalek, right? Mizaro shel Amalek means the genetic. If you know for a fact that somebody is a genetic Amalek, then you would have a mitzvah to kill him. Then you, everybody, we would have individually a mitzvah to kill him. V'hashen is lihilachim v'amalek b'toras am. And the second one is to fight against them as a nation. U'dechti b'parshas b'shalach milchama l'hashem v'amalek midor dor. Like it says in Parshas Mishalach. T'haynu shekol hatzibor m'chuyavim lihilachim ba'am ha'amaleki. That the whole nation is commanded to fight against the Amaleki. U'mitzvah zo ein rak b'zera Amalek. This is not a mitzvah that he says, it's not only b'zera Amalek. Ela b'chol u'ma she'omedas aleinu l'chaloseinu anu mitzuvim lihilachim b'avihim milchamez mitzvah. Anytime a nation wants to destroy us, they would have the status of Amalek, and we would have to we'd have to kill them. Masha eina kei mitzvahs mecheyas Amalek shal kol yachid v'yachid ha'amur b'parshas kitesei eina el alzera Amalek v'ilvad. There's two types of Amalek. One is a genetic, and one is an ideological. So the genetic Amalek is from Parshas Ki Teiseh, where it says Timcha, that everybody has an individual has a responsibility upon themselves if they meet an Amaleki to kill them. But the one from Parshas Bishalach is about the Tzibur. That's the ideological, that if there's an ideological threat to the Jewish people, as a tzibur, as a congregation, we would have to kill them, but not as an individual, right? It's not a din al kol yachid v'yachid. It's not if one of us, they wouldn't necessarily be a mitzvah, the person wouldn't have the status of Amalek if they were ideologically opposed to Jewish people, and I happen to have an opportunity to kill him. It wouldn't necessarily be the status of Amalek, right? So we're going to get to, I think, at least some nafkaminas between these two. That's not counted as a mitzvah. Yeah, I mean, the one from Kitesh is counted as a mitzvah. But if we look at the... That is Milchama L'Hashem Ba'amalek, right. Right. I think he's saying from the fact that it's called a milchama, like right. That's what we pointed out last time. I think he's saying from the fact that it's called. Do you have the Der Chumash? Okay, I don't have one in front of me. I think he would say that it's part of it. I think he would. I think that's.
Yeah,
I don't think that's so.
Look at the link in the form. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Holly. From the end of that, can you do the way that ends up?
Kitov zod zigaron basev erbesim basne Yehoshua, right? So there's part of that at least is right, me door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's getting from here. Interesting. Okay, I don't know. I mean, he quotes a raya from that parsha for this in the brackets, right? Is that we're up to? I even Ezra shekazav a parsha the parish apuzik vayachalosh yuas amalik vias amo the tzorch biur mihu amalik mihu amo, right? So and then he's going to say that right that the people with him have the same status as him. You have to destroy them. So right. So we see from here that there's this din on the yochid to kill the genetic amalik and a din on the tzibur to kill the ideological amalik. So I think now, if we just look back at Mitzvah Tov Reish Daled in the Sefer HaChinuch, I don't know if I'm being too medayik here.
Why? Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah,
you just repeated something you said earlier, and I wasn't sure you meant it the first time, but you repeated it, but you did mean it.
Okay.
You said the Mitzvah on the Yachid is on Zari Shalom, and the Mitzvah on the Tzibur is ideological. Why is there a difference? Why does the Tzibur have the ideological as opposed to Yachid also? Like, why shouldn't the Yachid have Zahra Shalom Malek and a separate thing of going after the ideological? Why do you look on the Tzibur as the ideological?
So I think part of it is going to be the fact that the ideological Amalek tries to take out the Tzibur, I think. I mean, it's an interesting question. I don't remember if... I think Rabbi Ginnack, in the second hand that I have, talks about this at the end, what's the difference a little. He doesn't talk about it within this context, but hopefully we'll get to that. We'll see if he addresses
right,
it.
This,
it's
this
an
one over here. It's called a tzibur mafiyavim.
It's very clear, right? That it's on the community, the ideological almost. So okay. So we'll think about it as we go.
Maybe because the topic is Nacham Lashem Balmalik, but therefore
that it's on the tzibur. I don't know. So I think if we look in the paragraph here, in the Sefer HaChinuch, where he says, "Vizos min hamitzvot hamutalot al hatzibur kulon," right? So he says that this is one of the mitzvot that's on the tzibur. Uchinyan shamar zechem levracha shalosh mitzvot in tzav Yisrael b'shas knisat on la'aretz limnos la'melech levinot la'em beit habachir ve'la'chiriz zera amalek. Uve'emet ki gam al kol yachid miYisrael hazcharei mutal achiv lahargim ulavdim in all. So first he tells you that it's on the tzibur, then he says also it's on the yachid. So I was thinking from Echad Mikol Zar Am, he puts that within the paragraph. I don't know if he meant this on the whole thing or just on the Yachid. Because if it's on the Yachid, then he's saying that if you find Zaram, if you find the genetic Amalek, then it's a din on the Yachid to kill them. Right? Is that?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm just too much of a diuk or if not, but I mean that is the Rav's point that there's a din on the Tzibur and there's a din on the Yachid. And the din on the Tzibur is to kill the ideological Amalek, and the din on the Yachid is to kill the genetic Amalek. So I think that's going to answer both questions that we started off with on the Rambam, right? It for sure answers the second part, that he says kvar ibe zichram by the Shiva Ananin, but he doesn't say by Amalek because there is something in existence today, and at the very least that's the ideological Amalek, right? We don't know who genetic Amalek is yet, so true, Sancheirov came and jumbled up the whole world.
Although he's not bringing the pasuk of Rishon.
Is he bringing a pasuk?
Tim Timcha.
Tchemi says Asi Labi Zecher Amalek, Shemar Timcha et Zecher Amalek.
Shem Zecher et Zecher Amalek. Both pasukim are
contained. Okay, very good question. I don't know. Okay.
It can very well be.
It's a king Bishalach,
and the pasuk
in
Bishalach
right.
is explaining what this
meant. Right. At the end of the day, he is quoting this. Well, here's what the Rav says, and this is not going to. The Rav says in the next paragraph here that this Rambam is about both. It's not about only one. The Rambam is quoting this because he's telling you both. There's a genetic and there's a ideological.
Right.
And that's why he's quoting from Parshas Ki Teitzei. And I was just going to bring, I don't know if this is mukhrach or not, but another proof to this is the fact that the Rambam doesn't say if you had an opportunity to kill them and you didn't do it, you're over on this lotase. Because at the very least, part of the din of Amalek is Bitzibor, right? According to the way the Rav developed this idea, that there's a mitzvah on the Tzibor to destroy ideological Amalek. So therefore, if me, Yair Manis, has an opportunity to do it, and I didn't do it, I wasn't mevatel anything because I'm not, this isn't the Tzibor, we're not at war, we're not in battle, where I'm a part of the Tzibor. And that's why the Rambam only quoted this, that you're mevatel, you're over below tas if you don't do it in the first halacha, not the second one, because if we say that the second one is about also about a din in the Tzibor, then if I don't do it, as long as we're not in a form of battle, or we're not doing something that has the status of a Tzibor, I wasn't mevatel on the tzatase. So I think that's why the Rambam doesn't say that in halacha hay. So now, what we're going to do is, It seems to be a little bit strange that we have this concept of ideological Amalek, right? We don't have ideological Kanani, we don't have Amon Moav, we don't have any of them, but we have Amalek. So at the very least, what we're going to do for the next few minutes is at least look back at some sort of at an early source, the Yerushalmi, which suggests that there is a ideological Amalek, right? Not something that is so recent, you know, not Rav Soloveitchik from 50 years ago, but we have a Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi in source 2, Masechet Yevamos, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, says, Kimad, it's within a larger context, Kimad da'as Amr ki Haman ben Hamedasa. The pasuk says Haman ben Hamedasa, V'chi ben Hamedasa, who was Hayah, was he really the son? No, he wasn't. Elad Sorer ben Sorer. He was the enemy, the son of an enemy, so we called him after Amalek. Right, Hamedasa was part of Amalek. So we're saying Haman, the son of Hamedasa, even though Haman wasn't himself Amalek, but because we want to associate him with Amalek, right?
Even though it's a Hagogi.
So we're going to come to that in a minute. We're going to come to that in a minute because there's an answer to that one too. So the Sheyare Korban here says, V'chi ben Hamedasa, who? I don't know. I don't know again. I don't know. I don't know who he's quoting here also. Kasav, I don't know who. Kasha Amailo. And basically he's quoting somebody saying, how does the Gemara know that Haman wasn't really the son of Hamedasa, part of Amalek? So he says, V'lo yadati mai kashyale, mistama heir deilach chachamim sheshem aviv loi Hamedasa. He says, I don't know, why is that such a problem? Chazal knew that his father's name wasn't Hamedasa. Eli yachtu al shem adam rasha kimoso. Chazal, when they wrote the Megillah, they wanted to put him within the status of Amalek, as a Russia like himself.
So are they saying that Hamedasa is a meaning of a word?
Hamedasa is the name of a person, right? I didn't look in. Hamedasa is, I think, one of... Hamedasa is part of Amalek, but he wasn't his father. And we're just being miyachet into the father because as an ideological, Haman hated the Jews just like the Amalekim hated the Jews. And then, so, and this seems to be a support for this ideological Amalek. And now to answer your question, the Das Mikra al Megillas Esther. So he says, Hamadas is Kachshmo, that's the name, fine. Ha'agogi ha'kadmonim pir shumi zera agog melech Amalek, right? We know there's a lot of Midrashim that Haman was a descendant of Amalek. Umin ha'chronim yeshem isharim sha'agog ze'eno agog melech Amalek elashem ishpacha parsi. So apparently they did some sort of research, and Agog was a Persian name. So Ha'agagi might have been his title, his family Persian name. Okay. The Yesh Misharim, and there's other Acharim, Shayudim Kinuhu Agagi Al Shem Risho. So they called Haman the Agagi because of he was a Rasha. Kamosha Gamayom, no Gimachanus Goy Rasha, Sona Yisrael, Amalek. He says, so too. You call a Sona Yisrael, Amalek. They're not really, they're not genetically Amalek, but ideologically they are. And this would be the a source for this concept of an ideological Amalek. So now, we're going to jump back to the Minchas Chinuch here in Mitzvah Tov Reish Daled.
It's like really like today. You know,
right, and then
we call the Iran the Nazis, and we call, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. I've read online, I don't know if it's true that. Yeah, absolutely. If there's a people.
Because we relate to something that we can remember, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So in Mitzvah Tov Reish Daled at the beginning, so he says, שניצבינו למחוז דור של עמלק וכו'. מבור ברמה פרק ו' ממלאכה מלאכה דלת. ומה דבר ממורם שלא... Okay, fine. So that's talking about making peace with them. I don't think we're going to get to that. ועיין ברשי וחומש, כאן שפירש, תמחה וכו'. מי איש ויד אישה, מי עולל ויד יונק, משור ויד צה, שלא יהיה שם עמלק נזכר. You have to destroy everything. Shor, atzeh, their animals, everything. Because we don't want any remembrance of Amalek to be around. He says the fact that the animals don't have to be killed, that's not brought down. The Sefer HaChinuch doesn't say anything. He says, I don't know, where did Rashi get this halacha? So hold on. So he says, Kan lo ra'iti zeh. Ubisifri kan lo ra'iti zeh. So he says, I didn't see this in the Sifri. Umaisa de sho'ul ein ra'i. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva lo azay de Shmuel. That he says, that would be a hora sho'a. Avalios mitzvodoros lo shamanu. So he says from Shmuel that's the Hora Shah, and he doesn't know where we would vitzorachim. So he doesn't know where we would get the din to destroy their animals from. So this is just as far that I had thought about that. I think maybe we'll be able to prove it. But I think if we have a genetic Amalek, then you would have to destroy all their animals because everybody knows that the person is part of Amalek. So if their animal is still alive after death, everybody's going to see the animal and say that animal belongs to the guy who is Amaleki. So you would need to destroy the animals, and that's like what Rashi says. So I think we could defend Rashi by saying that Rashi's talking about the genetic Amalek. It makes sense that if you have to destroy everything about them, then you'd have to destroy their animals too. So what's the case where you wouldn't have to destroy their animals? And I think perhaps that might be an ideological Amalek, and this is only Asvara, but I think perhaps it's an ideological Amalek, you would not have to destroy their animals too, because, and this is really going to come to, there's a Rambam that we should see right now, Rambam 8, who talks about, in source 8, the Rambam from Melachim Perek Vav. So he says, I mean, at least it would be based on the Rambam. Enos in milcham imadam ba'olam adjah korin lo shalom echa mechamet harashus echa mechamet mitzvah. You can't make a battle with somebody unless you ask for peace first. So it, even for mechamis mitzvah, shenemar ki tikrav el ir lilachem alev karata elal shalom im hishlim ovikibul shav mitzvah shenitzavu b'nei noach alein ein horgin mehen neshama v'rein lamas. But Rambam says here that even the sheva mitzvos, if they accept, even the sheva amin and amalek, if they accept the zayin mitzvos, they kind of like lose their status a little bit. So based on that idea, I don't know if the Rambam himself would agree with this, I don't think so, but based on that idea, it's possible that if there's an ideological Amalek, then the whole reason that they have a din of Amalek is because of their ideology, and ideology is something that could change, has the potential to change. So if there's an animal that belongs to somebody that was ideologically Amalek, right, and somebody else takes that animal, I'm not so convinced that somebody's going to point to that animal and say, oh, that's an animal of Amalek, because it belongs to somebody that was an ideological hater of the Jewish people, and it's always within them to change, to not be a hater of Bnei Yisrael. So I think that might be an afkamina here between the genetic and the ideological, and that would be you have to destroy their animals too. If it's genetic, then the animal is nikra al-shem according to the name of the owner. So you'd have to destroy it. But if it's an ideological, you wouldn't have to. And now if we look at the Mechilta here, the Mechilta in source 5, Vayomir ki yad al-keis kam yalcham al-shem v'gomer, Rabbi Elazar HaModai, Omer Nishba Kadosh Baruch Hu b'kisei ha-kavod shelo, im aniach nin v'nechet shel amalek, tachas mafreis kol ha-shamayim, Shalom Yomru Gamal Zeh Shalom Alek Iman Yachni Venechel Amalek. The Mechilta here says, and maybe again I'm being too Midayak into this, but he says, the Mechilta says that if you see a Gamal Shalom Alek Iman Yachni Venechel, it's specifically connecting the genetic Amalek to the fact that you have the Gamal, that you have to destroy the Gamal too. So I think that might be one proof for what we're saying, that if it's an ideological, that only you would have to destroy the animals when it's a genetic Amalek, right? And I think the second proof would be the next source, and it's a very good question, right? If we're supposed to destroy Amalek and all their stuff, how come Esther and Mordechai took Beis Haman, right? How come? So now, if we say that Haman was an ideological Amaleki, right? So an ideological, you wouldn't have to destroy their stuff. Then it would make sense that Esther and Mordechai could have taken Haman's stuff. And then source 6, this is the Bi'ur al Sefer HaMitzvos l'Rav Sadi going from.
According to Minchas Chinuch, though.
According to Minchas. Which.
Because he says, you know, he has Taina.
He doesn't know. Yeah, his Taina. This has nothing to do. His Taina. Yeah, his Taina is. Right. So what I'm saying, what I'm doing is I'm trying to defend Rashi that it would apply, and by saying that it would apply even to genetic. That's what.
Right.
So now in source 6, the Rav Perlau says, "Aval l'fima shekatafi niyar d'shapir psikol hu d'al korcha loyam izaram leklal." So he's talking about if Haman was from Amalek, d'im kein lo hayu Mordechai v'Esther mekavlin the base Haman she'asu lan b'hanav v'chayvin l'hatrivo. If he was really part of Amalek, they would have had to destroy all of his things. They would have violated the timcha et zecher. Zecher means you have to destroy everything, all their remembrances.
I'm throwing this out.
Yeah.
You say
sure.
That the house of Haman wasn't Haman's house, it was the house that was
the
royal.
That was not his.
The royal
is there any proof? Is
24 it? 1600 Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, I don't
base
know.
Haman. It wasn't base Haman.
It was base Haman.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that this is the first Nafkamina. Right. Now, so now for the second half, also, I think there's a very... So now let's go back to the Mechilta, the second part of the Mechilta that we skipped over a few minutes ago. The Mechilta says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Nishba ha-Muslim b'kisei ha-kovot shelo im yavo echa mikol umos olam lehizgayer she-yikabluhu ulo amalek ulo beisa lo yikabluhu. The Mechilta says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he says ki yad al-keis ka, is taking a shvua that there's not going to be converts from Amalek in the Jewish people. Everybody else you can have convert from, but not Amalek. Shenemar vayomer David al Hanar Magilo Amy Ze Ata vayomer Ben Ishgir Amalek Yanochi. Right. So after Shaul dies and his messenger comes to David and he says Ben Ishgir Amalek Yanochi. So Nizkar David ba'osa Sha'a Ma Shenemar le Moshe Rabbeinu Im Yavo Echa Mikol Moshe Olam Liskar Shi Kabluhu. So David remembered the day and you're allowed to accept the convert from all the other nations, but mi beis shel Amalek, lo yikat shel yikablu, but not from Amalek. Miyad vayomer elav David, damcha al roshcha, ki picha anal bocha, l'chach nemar midor dor, right? And this is, okay, so David in fact killed this messenger because you're not allowed to have, converts from Amalek and the Jewish people. So now we have a potential theory here because in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf sad yivav amud beis, Tanur Rabbanan, source 7. Naaman Gir Toshav Haya. So the Gemara here is talking about people. I meant to look into who Naaman was. Do either of you know who he was?
Wasn't he the guy who was with Elisha?
Elisha, something with Elisha. I just,
he was Elisha's Mishari.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up with Saras.
Did he do something wrong?
Yeah, he embarrassed that the Isha.
The Shunamis? No.
I think it was the Shunamis.
Yeah? No. Okay, I remember to look into that. So fine. So Naaman Ger Toshav Haya. Nivuz Rodan Ger Tzedek Haya. So we're talking about these were some pretty terrible people. And Nivuz Rodan was Ger Tzedek. Mibnei Banav Shal Sisra Lamdu Torah B'Yushalayim. The Bnei Banav Sisra's descendants learned Torah. Mibnei Banav Shal Sancheirav Lindu Torah B'Rabim. Uman and Ninhu Shmai Val Talion. So Sancheirav's descendants learned Torah. Now Mibnei Banav Shal Haman Lamdu Torah B'Vnei Brak. Right. So hold on a second. The Mechilta just told us we can't accept converts from Amalek, and now we have here that Haman's descendants learn Torah. So this would possibly be another proof for the fact that Haman wasn't. So what I would suggest from this is that if it's an ideological Amalek, that's not going to carry over to future generations necessarily. That kind of goes like we said before. You have an option to do tshuva. You don't have a permanent status of Amalek. So
it's not in the DNA, is what you're saying.
Right, right. So and according to this, the Bnei Banav Shel Haman Lomdi Torah B'Vnei Brak, because their father wasn't a DNA Amalek, but he was a ideological Amalek. Mm-hmm. So that would be, I think, a potential second Afkamina. Here is the Gerim. Do we accept Gerim or not? So if it's ideological Amalek, yes. And if it's genetic Amalek, no. So now, we might have, there seems to be a potential steer here with the Rambam, right? The Rambam says that if they accept the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, then okay, you don't have to kill them. Mm-hmm. But how come if they still can't be Gerim, right? It sounds like if they accept the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, and I mean if we look
where do we see that again?
Which part?
That you could, that they, if they accept the shipment.
Then in Rambam, in Source 8, Rambam, Melachim Vav, Aleph, and again in Dalet. I have them both there.
Right.
Right, so the Rambam says that if we look in the Avnei Nezer, so he asks the question. Avnei Nezer is Source 10. He says, "If Moshe katavti yesh li yashiv, ma dikosh al Rambam zami mechilta so parshas b'shalach b'shasha ba hamivaser mimita shohu ve'omar ger amaleki anochi." So when this messenger came, but also shah and yiskor the David, Moshe nemar Moshe Rabbeinu miyavu mekolam Moshe ba'olam nizgaya sheikablu umi beiso haynu mi beis amalek shelo yikablu, right, not to accept amalek v'chein hu de amich ayin okay mechilta and perikid Rabbi Eliezer, fine, shenishba hakadosh baruch hu bikiso sheim ekamin ger mizara amalek v'hargu ad kan. Right? So he doesn't understand. The Rambam says that if he accepts the seven mitzvot, you don't have to kill him. But on the other hand, even if he accepts the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, you can't accept him as a convert. It sounds to be a bit contradictory. So his answer is, Achlafi ha'omer yesh li yashiv al mimah shekasov b'tana d'vei Eliyahu. So Eliphaz of the Medrash says, told Amalek that Olam Haba is Mitukan El Yisrael. That seems to be an interesting concept. So Leich v'sayeosam v'chafiros v'eros v'chadom v'tiskeimam. So he tells them, so go dig wells with them. You'll join with them. And when Amalek heard this, he wanted no part of it, and he became a sone verod of Israel. That Amalek didn't want to be humble, doesn't want to be have anything to do with Bnei Israel. So the Avnei Nezer continues. Even if he converts, it's not a proof that he wants to humble himself. Because he... Because he becomes part of Yisrael. Once he becomes part of Yisrael, he doesn't have that option to become Nichna V'Tofel. Even if he converts, he's still not going to be able to overcome his inherent ability to not want to lower himself. Right? And we don't know that he really leaves Amalek even after he converts. But if he's conquered and he has to pay taxes, but if he's conquered and he has to pay taxes and he has to do all these and he has to be lowered, lo yarim rosh b'Yisrael v'gam shi'az shibud. So that's how he seems to explain this stira, right? So he says that the whole point is that he needs to be lowered. So if he is if he converts, we have no proof that he wants to be lowered. But if he accepts the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach and pays the taxes, then we have proof. So that was, I put that in because it was interesting. I'm not sure that I don't think that necessarily relates to this picture at large, but so in the final point that we're going to make, now we're going to jump to Mitzvah Tav Chaf Hei, actually. Tav Chaf Hei, yes. The Mitzvah Hariga Shiva Anamin. So it's going to just go straight to the second page.
Are you saying on the Tav Chaf Hei or on
Mitzvah Tav Chaf Hei?
Mitzvah goes back a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, we're going back. Mitzvah Tav Chaf Hei. Yeah, it's in the Kalik. Okay. So we're going to turn to page Kufnun Vav. So, I mean, we're not going to do most of this inside, but or we'll do very little of it, but so in the second to last paragraph here, he says, V'noheges mitzvah zo b'zecharim u'nekevo. So he says the mitzvah to destroy the seven nations is noheg on men and women. So now if we think back to 2 weeks ago, by the mitzvah to destroy Amalek, the mitzvah tov reish gimel, the Sefer Chinuch says that it's only a mitzvah on men because they're b'nei milchama. So the first question that we're going to be concluding here with is, what's the difference? Why, by the Shiva Amamin, does the Sefer Chinuch say it's on the Kevos too? And by the Amalek, does he say that it's only on the men? And now if we look at the last paragraph here in the Sefer Chinuch, he says, "Va'over azeh boli yado echamayim v'yachol lahargo mibli she'is takim v'dover v'lo hargo bito aseh zeh." Very, very similar to the Rambam, right? If you have an opportunity to do it and you didn't do it, you're bitol. He says bito aseh, okay? And so it's an asan alav, right? But he adds one very, very important word that Minchas Chinuch is going to take note of, and he says in that first line of that paragraph, mibli sheyis talkein bedavar. If you have an opportunity to do it and you won't be in sakana, you won't put yourself in a sakana, then you should kill them, right? So he adds this word sakana. So Minchas Chinuch here says the concept of Rav Mechaber it's in the last paragraph here on page Kuf Nun Vav. So he says, "V'chaz of a Rav Mechaber, va'over azeh bali yadu v'yachol lahargo mibli she'is takin v'daver v'lo hargo bitol asei zeh." Right. So he says, "V'tzorach iyon." You have it. "V'tzorach iyon dinihi d'chol hamitzvos nidchos mibnei hasakana." Even though you're generally not supposed to do mitzvos if you're in a sakana, mikol makom mitzvah zo haTorah tzivsa lilchom imam. The Torah commanded us to fight. V'yaduwa deHaTorah lo tismoch dinei al haneis. Right. The Torah isn't gonna be relying on a neis. It's and the normal way of the world for. Okay, we'll go through again quickly. So even though all mitzvot are pushed off for sakana, the Torah commanded us to fight with them. And the Torah came over by Ramban, and we know that the Torah doesn't make us rely on miracles. It's very normal occurrence for people on both sides to die in a milchama. From the fact that the Torah tells us that we should kill them, you see that the Torah tells us to do it, even though it's a sakana, but that's what happens in battle. Battle, there's a sakana, and the Torah overrides it. If so, the sakana is pushed off. I don't understand why the Sefer Chinuch says only if it's not going to be dangerous, then you should kill them. If the Torah commands us to fight, fighting is inherently dangerous. It's almost like the Torah is sanctioning the sakana here. He doesn't understand. He says even if it's a sakana, you should go kill the Shiva Amamin.
What's interesting here is that he didn't say that, as you pointed out. He didn't say that by the Amalek thing, right?
Right. Not
so. So Amalek, I guess, is Amalek. You should put yourself in sakana. According to the Sefer Chinuch.
And there's gonna right. Okay.
So, but for Amalek,
we'll go with that point.
Sakana,
yeah.
For Shiva, I mean, you don't put yourself in sakana.
Right. So again, so then, question three then was, what's the difference, right? So now, if we look at this, say Gan Shoshanim here. That's the other handout that I brought. So this is Rabbi Ginnack, who is a Rosh Hashiva in YU, and he's the CEO of the OU. And he was a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik. So we'll start in the Siman Mem Hei Mitzvah Mechiyas Amalek in the second column, in the left side of the page. On the other side. So he says, "Uvi yet there be or near he mitzvahs milchama." So he says that destroying Amalek is a mitzvah in milchama, right? La'aruch milchama neged Amalek limchos zichro, to do battle against them, to destroy them. V'zehu mikra milchama la'Hashem ba'Amalek midor. The pasuk calls it a milchama. So milchama is a chovas hatzibor. So this is against what we saw in Hare Kedem. It's very, very interesting, right? In Hare Kedem, we said that there's a din on the yachid and a din on the tzibor. The din in Hare Kedem, they quote from Rav Soloveitchik that the din in the tzibor is for ideological, and the din in the yachid seems to be for genetic. And now he's quoting here. He's just saying that Amalek in general is a din in milchama is a tzibor. So Amalek is the only din is a din milchama. But mitzvah zariga shiva amamin ain't no mitzvah milchama. V'rak to have a mitzvah laharok zayin amamin v'lachin chal af al yechidin. He says that the mitzvah of the zayin umos is on the yachid, right? So therefore. Well, he's going to get into it. Okay, fine. Next paragraph. Zemis Yashim Masha Hikshu Alachinuch L'Masha Kazav De'im Bal Yado Echa V'Yachol L'Hargam Yilishi Yisakin Chayv L'Hargo. He's going to defend the Chinuch. Why does the Chinuch say if it's not dangerous? V'Harig Abim Milchama Lo Yimale Chiplu Kama Nashim Bekarab De'im Tom Chalonei. He's quoting the Minchas Chinuch. V'Zeh Midine Milchama She'enu Nidcha Mitam Bigoch Nefesh. He's saying the whole point, the Minchas Chinuch's whole question presupposes that there's a Milchama, and there's no Milchama. He says there's no Din in Milchama on the Zayin Umo. It's a din on the yachid. In Cain, lama kosev achinuch abe zayin amin shechayv rak v'ovin she'en bo sakana. El di yishlomar dema delo mechashvin bepikuach nefesh zeo midini milchama demitzvas milchama mafkia din pikuach nefesh. He says that a milchama removes the pikuach nefesh component. So if there's a milchama, so then we wouldn't be concerned with sakana. But if it's not a milchama, if it's the fact that each person has to kill the other person, then aval gabe zayin amamin im bal yado echad ein zemidin milchama. By the shiv zayin amamin, if somebody comes, it's not a din in milchama. El chovas yachid laharoga zayin amamin. It's a din on the yachid. Uvazel lo shna mitzvos hariga zayin amamin misham mitzvos haTorah shenidachin mivnei pikuach nefesh kevin shein din milchama. He says that there's a din in milchama by Amalek, and not so by the Zayin Amamin. And that's how he answers the question of the Minchas Chinuch. And now, to answer the other question that he asked it earlier, how come Nikevos or Chayav in killing the Zayin Amamin, but not by Amalek? So he's going to say the same thing. It's because Amalek is a din not like the Rav, but right. That it's a din in he says that Nashim have a general, they have a chovas yachid in Milchamet Mitzvah, but by Amalek they don't have this chovas tibor. So now, just to give a potential third nafkamina here between this ideological versus genetic Amalek, and that is, what is the woman's level of chiyuv? If the woman does have a level of chiyuv as a yachid, which Rabbi Genak does suggest, like we said before, from Rav Soloveitchik, a yachid has to kill, I mean, obviously not going within what Rabbi Genak is saying, but a yachid has to kill genetic Amalek, right? That's Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion. So now, if women have an obligation as a yachid, but not as a tzibor, which is what Rabbi Genak is suggesting, so now applying that to Rav Soloveitchik, right? Again, women have a chovas yachid to destroy Amalek, but not a chovas tzibor. So then, if there is a genetic Amalek, they would kill them because that's a chovas yachid. But if there's an ideological Amalek, women would not have to participate according to this whole logic, because that's a din in the tzibor, and they're not in the tzibor for the milchama purposes. So, and I think that could potentially be a third afkamina. And then we'll conclude with, in the left side here, just to bring us full circle, he says, "V'hine b'chdei lehatim davar lama haTorah kava demitzvos mechias Amalek ki mitzvos mechama ma'she'ene ki mitzvos hariga zayin amamin." What's the difference, right? What's the difference between Amalek and Zayin Amamin? So he says, "Yesh levar p'masha shemati mimareno hagrid shlita." So Rav Soloveitchik, v'shem hagon Rav Chaim. So here he quotes Rav Chaim in Hare Kedem. Rav quoted his father. So this is the point that we made earlier. Why doesn't the Rambam say this? Right? We don't know who's genetic Amalek. He says there's still this mitzvah to destroy. Right, so if there's an ideological Amalek, we have to destroy them too. V'lachin, af she'ocher sancheir lo yadu lanu mihu mizera Amalek, av ha-mitzvah chola ba'ad elu ha-ochten bitu dato, right? There's still a mitzvah to destroy anybody who's still holding on to the hatred of Amalek. She'bechol dor v'ador omden alein al-chalteinu v'aleim gam chola din Amalek. L'fizah harei milchama limchos Amalek, enu ra k'neged zera Amalek, elu duhu milchama k'neged daito v'shitoso hara ha-rasha. It's a fight against the Da'as and their Shita. V'hina in milchama k'neged tu'udas Amalek, v'shita so enu mutal elal tzibor. So it sounded like he didn't fully explain, and this was your question from the beginning. Why is the milchama, why is the ideological on the tzibor? I don't think he fully explained it, but yeah.
The way it hits me right now is that if somebody is the Zera Amalek, that's fine, okay? I have a mitzvah myself. Who am I as a yachid to determine that shita is
And that's why you need the tzibor to determine. Okay, very good. Very good. That could be. Very good. So good. So at the end, we had this ideological versus genetic Amalek with at least three potential naftamina.
It has to be a general perception.
A general. Okay. There you go.
As opposed to saying, you know what, I chose it myself. I mean,
right.
I decided.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
We make enough decisions on our own.
Naftamina 1 was the animals. The other stuff, naftamina 2 was the converts. And naftamina 3 here would be if women, what level of chiyuv maybe they would have. So, okay.
All right.